Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. with you on WGN. The most recent winner of Chopped, this is the big television competition show. The most recent winner on Chopped is a Chicago resident from Chicago's Humboldt Park. Sister Alicia Torres joins us right now on the phone. Hi, Sister Alicia. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Great to talk to you. I saw you on TV. I saw you on the news the other day, and the story's been getting huge press the last couple of days. This must be a real thrill for you, isn't it? Not to be on the show, which is also a thrill, I'm sure, but to have won Chopped.
Sure, yeah. It's absolutely been very exciting and just such a great opportunity to raise awareness about hunger in our country and also, you know, to be a witness to the church and to the Lord.
When did you first discover your love for the culinary arts? Were you just a little girl when you figured this out?
You know, I mean, I always liked to eat. Most people do, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
But I started cooking probably when I was in middle school, baking cakes and breads from scratch. When I went to college, I cooked a lot of homemade meals for my friends because dorm food gets old a little fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, right before I became a sister, I lived with a Catholic family up on the north side of the city, and my friend Kelly and I cooked together almost every day. So when I got to the convent, I kind of was the one who had the most experience, and I just kept cooking here.
Now, is it a novelty? Because a lot of people are spinning this, and I'll be honest with you, even me, when I heard the story, I went, well, that isn't that interesting that the winner on Chopped is also a nun. Is that peculiar, do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, nuns are human, too.
Sure, of course.
We do normal things like cook food. We don't often go on TV shows, so it was a great opportunity to raise awareness about this kind of life and how it's incredibly fulfilling, I found, to serve the Lord and to serve the people that I'm called to serve here on the West Side. I love our neighbors. I love the neighborhood, so it's a joy to be here.
And the people seemed, like I said, I saw you on the news the other day, everybody there at the mission, at the Our Lady of Angels mission, they just love you. They go crazy for you.
Well, we love them. I mean, they love all of us. You know, it's amazing to have the relationships that we have with the people in our neighborhood because it's through those relationships that we get to know them, their stories, what they need. But we also share this community that's so important to help building up our city and also to help ending hunger by knowing the needs of people and how to get resources to them.
Now, when we think of a situation like this where somebody would be cooking for more needier people, we tend to think of more basic foods. But that's not necessarily the case when you're cooking, is it?
No, you know, what we try to do here is we try to create and maintain a community environment and to have beautiful, healthy, delicious, homemade meals. So we have lots of parishes like St. Paul of the Cross that sponsor meals on a regular basis. We try to always come together in prayer as a neighborhood in our church, and then we have a big meal together with real tablecloths, forks, knives, and plates. So we really want people to know that their lives have value, they have dignity, and that they're loved.
That's fantastic. Now, I want you to explain to people, because the area that you're at, the area that you're serving there in Humboldt Park, is something of a food desert. And if people are not familiar with that term, if you wouldn't mind, Sister Lisa, explain when I say food desert, what does that mean exactly?
Absolutely. So it's very difficult to access fresh, healthy food in a neighborhood like West Humboldt Park. People can access food through convenience stores, which is very challenging. But if you don't have a car, it's going to be difficult to get to a grocery store easily. So places like West Humboldt Park, where our mission serves, really need fresh, healthy food. So through our food pantries and our meal programs, we're able to help fill that gap that a lot of our neighbors experience.
So the food is good tasting, and then on top of that, it looks really good for you. I saw what you made the other night with a lot of vegetables, a medley of vegetables and everything. It looked really good.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I think presentation is important.
It is. It's a big part of it. If somebody said to you, you cook your specialty, you can cook whatever you want, we just want to have the best food you could ever make for us, what would you be making?
You know, I probably would cook Mexican food. I love Mexican food. I cook it as often as I can. I'm becoming known for my fish tacos now, especially. You know, going to keep moving forward with that and pico de gallo. So, yeah, I love it.
Oh, that sounds good. And are you able to wash that down with a margarita, or is there a vow against that? You could have a margarita.
You know, I personally don't drink, but, you know, from time to time we can have a beer or a glass of wine. That's totally fine.
Have you been a fan of all the cooking shows? Because when I was growing up, you only had Julia Child and you had the Galloping Gourmet, but now there are entire networks devoted to food shows. Are you an aficionado of all those shows?
You know, honestly, no. I mean, I don't really watch much television at all. And to be honest, I didn't even know that this show existed until I heard that they were trying to cast for Sisters to be on the show. So I learned all about Chopped just through the experience of applying and then being cast for the show. But I'm glad that there's people that love food so much that they're able to share that gift on TV so regularly.
So they were looking. They wanted to find somewhere in the United States. They wanted to find a sister, a nun, who was proficient in cooking. That wasn't just a fluke. They were looking for somebody like that.
Yeah, Chopped was casting for Religious Sisters, and so we heard about it, and I asked Father Bob, our director, and he said, why don't you go ahead and try, because I cook so often and I love doing it. And so I applied, and they contacted, and literally the rest is history.
What did you have to do for your audition?
You know, it's not really so much of an audition as it is just an interview process. So
it was.
Paper application, and then interviews, and then they'd select competing chefs based on that information.
And then when you did your interview, were you pretty confident? Like, was there something that happened that you said, oh, they seem to like me, I like them, there's food, I can't lose in this? Did you get that feeling, kind of?
You know, I mean, through the process, I was always very confident. I mean, obviously, as a sister, prayer is essential for my life. And
right.
So I have a life of prayer, and I pray regularly. And I just really trusted that if God wanted me to be on this TV show, that it was going to work out.
Yeah.
And it clearly really worked out.
That's fantastic. That's so cool. And if somebody said to you, hey, we saw you on Chopped, we've got a show on Food Network, and we would love for you to be the host or the co-hostess of the show, would you even consider that? Would that be something you'd want to do?
No, I mean, it would be challenging because I really have to stay focused on my vocation.
Sure.
Is to be a sister and to stay here and serve on the west side of Chicago. But if there was a way to work it out where I could continue to take care of my responsibilities and maybe participate in something like that, we would definitely consider it. We haven't been offered. And for now, you know, we're just going to stay focused here. We're getting ready for our big Thanksgiving prayer breakfast next weekend. We'll have about 600 guests, so we'll start cooking for that this coming week. Everybody will receive a turkey and a basket to go home with. So we've got plenty of things to do to keep me cooking here on the west side for years to come.
You are so well-grounded, Sister Alicia. I know plenty of people, the success would have gone right to their heads. You just see, you're the same person. That's fantastic. That's great.
Hey, you know, we gotta know who we are, right?
Absolutely.
Then we can do the right thing.
Can I ask what was the feeling from the people? And I saw a little bit of this on the TV piece that they did on you the other day. The people that you serve regularly, they just couldn't be happier for you, right?
They were so excited. I mean, when I got a microphone, I was like, you know, I was out there representing the West Side, and they were just so pumped. And it's, you know, it's so good for our neighborhood because on the west and the south side of Chicago, there are so many beautiful people, and all that the news is often able to cover are the sad stories because they make headlines. But there's so many beautiful families, senior citizens, children out here just working every day to do the right thing, and we want to be out here to support them and help build them up so that they know that their lives really do matter, and that they don't have to stay in this cycle of poverty and violence. We want to help them to be able to know that they can have a beautiful, full life too, and we want to support that.
What a strong, positive message. That's fantastic. Give me one more secret recipe. What's a dessert? What's your favorite dessert to make? What do you love
to make? You know what? Like, everybody is really getting into my chocolate chip cookies made with coconut oil and goat cheese frosting with a little bit of Chardonnay. I know it sounds ridiculous.
No.
You know what
it's. You know what it sounds? It sounds heavenly. There, I did it. Is that how's that?
Yeah. And if people want to learn more about us, they can check us out online too. Our website is missionola.com. That's www.missionola.com. And we've got lots of opportunities for volunteering, and we always need food donations here.
Well, this is nothing but good news, Sister Alicia. I'm so happy for you. We'll give out that website one more time. It's missionola. That stands for Our Lady of the Angels. missionola.com. All the information is there. Keep cooking. You're doing so many good things on so many different levels. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks. Come out anytime, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Sister. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
Bye. Again, that's Sister Alicia Torres, the recent winner on Chopped, explaining how you can both be a very, very good sister, a good nun, and also be an amazing chef, a great cook. So good for her. We'll take a quick break, and then more show coming your way next. It's Bill Leff on WGN.